This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Going to Hamburg for the G20 summit, President Trump is set to grill British leader Theresa May over the Charlie Gard case. Charlie's parents want an experimental U.S. treatment that does promise to arrest his decline. The Pope's Baby Jesus Hospital in Rome is offering to help, but British leaders seem to continue preparing responses as if there is no help or hope. Meanwhile, an NBC reporter that ignored Charlie's case for months says the president is using Charlie Gard as a political prop. Shut down in Geneva last month, abortion advocates are busy in New York trying to paste together a global right to abortion. European states that are dying from population decline continue to say abortion rights are the precondition for other human rights. Meanwhile, Muslim states point out poor use of definitions in documents relating to women's rights. They are joined by the Russian delegation concerned over UN intrusion on sovereign rights. This is Life News Radio. You simply must know that writing, phoning, and emailing your elected representatives really does work. And don't forget the social networks. I am represented by legislators who do not share anything in common with my views. And yes, I have gotten disturbing dismissals of my letters. I write about abortion, and they respond as if I wrote about traffic lights. But do not give up. Contact your legislators today. Tell them that when it comes to the issues you care about, you expect more than the status quo. In other headlines, Oregon abortion advocates are celebrating passage of a bill providing $500,000 in direct abortion funding for any woman who apply. And pro-life Congressman Steve Scalise, shot last month, is back in ICU with a serious infection. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.